Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Chicago bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my books. Find all of them at jimblasingame.com. Toni Pergolin is our guest, P-E-R-G-O-L-I-N. She's the president and CEO, award-winning, highly recognized, acclaimed president and CEO of Bancroft, which is one of the largest human resources service providers in New Jersey and the greater Philadelphia area. It's a nonprofit, my friends. She's the author of Too Important to Fail, Leadership Lessons for Nonprofits. Folks, I encourage you to find this book. If you're on boards, Toni, if they're on a board of a nonprofit, even if they're not running one, if they're on a board of a nonprofit, many of my small business audience are. They're very much, as you know, small business owners are the backbone of the local economies, and they're on all these boards. That would be a good book for them to have as they pursue their activities as a board member. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. It will really give you a perspective of what could be happening. And as a board member, what to do when your organization is in a crisis mode, because truly I wouldn't have been able to not only turn it around, double the size, and be able to invest in a $75 million new school without the right board members. And it's critical that you have the right board members, the ones that understand the issues that are going on in your organization today, to really help guide you. I would tell you another great audience for this book is anybody who's ever made a donation to a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And I hope that there's many, many people out there that are grateful for everybody. But as a donor, I think it's also critically important that you really think about how well you know the organization you're donating to.
We vet all the people we give our money to. We have my wife is she's a bulldog on those things. She vets everybody and makes sure. In fact, she does such a good job. Other people ask us who we're giving to because they know she's already gone down that path.
It's important.
Toni, I want to get back to the mission driven thing that you talk about in the book. Folks, the mission is the purpose, and you say again what you said earlier about the mission. I want to remind people about
no margin, no mission.
If you don't make a gross profit margin, folks, if you don't have a margin, if you're not positive, then you're not going to be able to fulfill your mission. One of the things you talk about is leadership philosophies in your book. Talk to us about that.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm also often asked, well, what type of leadership style do you need in a nonprofit? And the answer is you need more than one. There's no one leadership style, in my opinion, that allows you to manage and lead through multiple challenges, right? So I narrowed it down to three that I've used. Servant leadership is all about putting the organization first. And that has really helped me over the years as I make really hard decisions. And as leaders and as CEOs, we're always making hard decisions. You need to, let somebody go. You need to close a program. You need to outsource a department. They're really hard because they impact people. They impact people. But if you can think about the organization first, and every decision you make is about the organization, that's servant leadership, and it will absolutely allow you to move the organization forward.
Servant leadership is about subordinating your success goals to helping other people be successful first and then aggregating their success. That's the way I think of servant leadership. Them first and then
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Them first every time. And the people we serve are them first to me every single time.
Well, and that's what's so beautiful about nonprofits. When I go out in the marketplace and I see organizations like Bancroft and others that are out there serving these people who have had the difficulties, I'll tell you, Toni, there's a special place in heaven for people who take care of those folks.
I can tell you of the almost 3,000 employees we have, they're direct care. They work with these individuals every day. They do God's work. They truly,
there's no question. It's a mission. It's a calling. It's a ministry. It's a ministry. It's a ministry for those people.
They care. They have patience way beyond I do, I'll tell you. They're really, really impressive people. Very impressive. Yeah. And we're lucky to
what
have
is
them
your
all.
Best,
and all the
what,
nonprofits.
What is your best fundraising mechanism? Let's talk. Let's get down to basics here. Well, you know, you can't make a profit if you don't raise the funds. What is your best method for raising funds? Do you tug at the heartstrings? What do you do? It works for me. Tugging at my heartstrings works for me every time. Go ahead.
we love to do that. And the best way to do that, honestly, is just to have you come meet the individuals we serve. There's very few people that get to know Bancroft and don't instantly love the people that we serve. They're really what makes us go round. But we fundraise in many different ways. We have events. So we have a signature butterfly ball event every year that raises more than $500,000.
Wow.
And it's great. I mean, we get, you know, all of our business partners sponsor it. We have the community sponsor it. We have family sponsor it. It's a great event. Of course, we have a golf outing because, you know, everybody loves
to have
the
a golf.
Golf
outing.
And we
yeah.
also do a community walk run. So you don't have
How
to
about
be a
success
runner,
stories? If I were going to donate to you, I'd want you to bring me some young people that you helped to become to fledge back out into life. I'd want to see those success stories. I bet you use that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. At our butterfly ball, we tell a success story all the time, and our success stories are taking children who are nonverbal,
yeah.
who are very destructive, and we help them, and today they're out working.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.